guys, welcome to our first episode. That's Emma, everybody. She's our special guest star. She'll probably be here a lot, not even gonna lie.
And to introduce ourselves, in case you didn't go and watch our trailer, which you totally should, I am not Johanna.
And I am definitely not Corinne. And this is Joe and Corinne Choose Their Own Adventure. So, Corinne, why don't you tell everyone what our story for this season is?
Okay. So, the first story we will be reading is called Before Midnight.
Ooh, and what's the synopsis?
Frat party.
Okay, to kind of explain what that was, it's basically about a college kid who I guess has a paper due at midnight. Oh, welcome, Emma. And so basically, that's the end goal is, do you get your paper in at midnight? And you go on this wacky adventure, and you have all these sort of options, and we're just going to start playing through it.
But before we start playing through it, we need to give a warning to all of our audience.
Oh, yes.
This may curse or have some sexual innuendos. And if that happens, all curse words will be replaced with the word Mikey, and all sexual innuendos will be replaced with us making sandwiches.
Yep. Love me some Philly cheesesteak. Woo!
So let's get into this.
Okay, so, yeah, Corinne, you can start ahead. Emma, do you want to join us with this first session? You can read a passage when we get to it.
I won't read. I'll kind of just
chime in.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay, it's perfect. Mainly just she's just my obnoxious here. Laughter in the background.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just good, yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's get to it. Take it away, Corinne.
Friday night, 6:30 p.m., Bridgeport University. You find yourself standing outside your college dorm hall. All of your friends are complaining about your composition and rhetoric professor. He assigned a 10-page paper due on Monday. Sounds familiar.
Junior thesis.
I BS'd it in the night. The paper is due tonight by midnight. Hey, sounds really familiar.
Oh, no.
Did you get it done? You hear your friends asking each other. Oh, totally. I had to get it done to go to that wild Mikey frat party tonight.
That didn't
take
long.
Another one response. Mikey, yeah, we're gonna get wasted.
Keep it going. Woo!
You sigh at the thought of not being able to go to a college frat party. Why couldn't the paper have been due by Saturday morning? Why midnight? Do professors sit by their computers with a hot cup of tea awaiting their submissions to read overnight? Or do they get together with other professors and read the papers together? You digress. Fumbling for your keys, you go into your single dorm room. The dorm hall is co-ed, but luckily nothing too crazy goes on around here. You flick on the light switch and walk over to your bed. You lay down and look at the ceiling. If you fall asleep now, you definitely will not get this paper done. You get up from the bed and walk over to your desk. Bzzz. You can hear your smartphone vibrating. You pick it up and check the notifications menu. Looks like your friend Nick wants to know if you're going to the party tonight. Are you going to the party tonight? It's going to be awesome. Nick texts. I don't think I'm going to the party. I have a huge research paper to write, and it's due in a few hours, you reply.
Wait, are we a boy or a girl?
I have no idea.
Both.
I was just thinking.
I was like,
I guess we'll find out later.
I guess, okay.
It's a frat party?
I mean, girls go to it.
Let's just see who flirts
with
us.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see who flirts with us first. That's how we'll decide.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, well, that's going to be interesting.
Nick takes some time to type his message. Eventually, he sends a bunch of sad faces. You put down your phone and angrily open your laptop. Looks like you better start typing this paper.
Oh, the author's note? Yeah, don't read it.
Yeah, I'm not reading an author's note.
Okay.
I read too many of those on Wattpad.
All right. Here. I'm going to steal this. Technical difficulty? Okay. Here's the next section called Open Word. You sit at your desk and open your laptop. It takes a couple seconds for the thing to boot up. When the desktop loads, you launch Microsoft Word and begin typing away. Are we, like, in 2010? Like,
Microsoft Word?
Are you saying that you guys don't type all your essays using
I did that in sixth grade, maybe. Okay, English, 1101.
Wait, you were allowed to type in sixth grade?
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm so triggered. I had to write everything out by hand.
That's so third grade.
No, I would write it out by hand, and then I would give it to my mom to type out for me.
I typed everything.
Well, she was a faster typer. I took, 8 years to type, because I would be, one finger.
They literally said they would give you 0 out of 100 if you typed it out. You had to write it by hand.
Rip. What about him? Praise be to God, right?
Praise be.
Ha ha. Once you type the heading, you tilt your head back up and glance at your watch. 7 o'clock? How am I going to be done with this paper in 5 hours?
It's not that hard. I did it in two.
You let out a sigh of frustration and lift your head. Grabbing your headphones from your pocket, you slip them into your ears. Maybe this will help. Moving your mouse to Spotify, you start playing instrumental jazz and begin your journey through paper BS.
Jazz.
Somebody pass me my phone, I'll play instrumental jazz.
Let's not. You start playing instrumental jazz and begin your journey through paper BS land. Oh, that's where I live.
Hey, I did that last night.
They're going to hear that.
I hope not.
Corinne's messing with paper bag. Or, that's not paper. That's
paper. Oh, God.
Okay. After about 5 minutes, you manage to get one double-spaced page done. Yes. Quickly, you hit control save to save. Wow.
There's a save button? Wait, where's control save?
Whatever. Suddenly, the lights and electronics around you go out. Your laptop turns off.
Oh no, he lost his document! Looks like it's time to go to a frat party!
College. What just happened? Your dorm room is pitch black and you can't see anything. Quickly, you pull your smartphone from your pocket and switch on the flash, illuminating the room. You stumble several times, but eventually make your way to the door. The college dorm hall is in complete darkness. You hear the sound of girls screaming and guys laughing. You see your RA, Peter, stomping down the hallway.
Oh no, Peter.
Ooh. Spicy.
Peter's about to throw hands.
What's going on, you ask him. Just go back to your room. The power's out right now. No one's allowed to leave. But I have a 10-page paper to finish. Peter shrugs his shoulders. Sorry, I can't help you there. He keeps walking down the hallway, eventually getting swallowed by the abyss of darkness.
Wow, Peter's a Mikey.
Oh, that's what I was thinking!
You sigh and head back to your desk to turn on your laptop. You find it strange that your laptop turned off with a power outage, especially since your battery's in pretty good condition. Maybe the power outage caused some weird electronic impulse to surge through your laptop and crash the system. That doesn't make sense. His phone still works. Perhaps you clicked on something you weren't supposed to. What if you caused the power outage? Nevertheless, you boot up the desktop and search for your paper.
Question, how would you cause a power outage by using
Microsoft Word? I think this story is very thought through.
I'm so confused.
What kind of a story is this? It's a choose your own adventure.
Well, I know that, but is it like sci-fi?
No,
like
it didn't.
Well, there's a choice at the bottom of this one.
It just said school.
What the heck?
So it could literally go anywhere.
Oh my God. Okay.
Here's what we've all been waiting for, though. The paper didn't save. It looks like you'll have to... Mikey! It looks like you'll have to start all over again. You feel your inner primate sense wanting to throw the laptop across the wall. Your laptop's battery is at 60%, so ideally you do have more than a couple hours without power to go. You try to brainstorm ideas on what to do now. Hold on. He only typed one page. It's not that big of a loss. Okay. Anyways.
Now it'd be worse if it was like nine.
Okay.
You know,
but given,
only had one page left.
I was doing this literally just last night. And if, for whatever reason, my document ended up getting deleted, I probably would have just laid down and cried. I wouldn't have had rewritten that page.
No, well, for sure. I would have just given up. Here's like, the universe clearly doesn't want me to write this paper, so I'm not going
to. Well, it's time to go to our frat party!
Yeah. Keep all this in mind. The next line is in bolded blue, like, font. Important choice. Oh. Do you risk leaving the dorm to get your paper done, or do you stay here and wait for the power to go back on? Right now,
leave the dorm!
Right now you're at zero pages, so your two options are risk leaving the dorm to get your paper done, or stay in the dorm and wait for the power to go back on. So both options are you basically doing your paper.
What's Peter gonna do if we leave? Like,
so
murder
he wants,
us?
Yeah, right. Well, so
I
he
guess
wants...
he's thinking if he can go out somewhere and find power source.
Oh,
so
I
right
forgot
now
we weren't allowed to leave our dorm.
Oh, that's right.
You know I was really confused. I was like, just go outside. Like, what?
I say, get spicy.
I think we should risk it.
Rip.
Oh, I hit the...
That's okay. That was an earthquake.
Earthquake?
Earthquaker. So what do you want to do?
Quaker Oats.
We want to defy Peter the Mikey?
Then yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's... Yeah. Let's risk pick all the wrong decisions. See where it takes us.
Who says this is a wrong decision? We're going to a frat party.
I don't know.
Okay, here we go, Karen.
My turn to read again.
Woo. Okay. All right, continue.
Grabbing your laptop, you unplug the power brick and slide everything into your backpack. How are you supposed to type your paper in this darkness? Excuse you? I type papers in the dark all the time.
Thank I mean, you very if much. Your laptop's on bright, you know. You
That's can... the best way to type yeah. your papers, honestly. Who knows how long it will take for the power to go back on. Slowly, you tiptoe your way to the front door and gently rest your ear on the cold surface. You don't hear much besides the chirping of crickets from outside your window. Wait. You're in a dorm building? Why are there crickets in the dorm?
They caused the power outage. Oh my gosh. Oh my god. Red flag. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It's Egypt.
All right. Okay, also, like, we literally have to leave the dorm to get the paper done, because if the power's out, so is the Wi-Fi. I'm just saying.
I mean, hold on, it's Microsoft Word, though. Technically, yeah. you don't need Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Fair Maybe point. That's why it's Microsoft Word.
Oh my gosh.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun.
Full circle of life moment.
Like the Chromebooks.
Oh, no. We're not gonna go there.
You put your hand on your door handle and slowly open the door. Peeking your eyes out like a hawk, you search for Peter. The hallway is completely shrouded in darkness. Even if Peter was outside, he probably would have no chance of seeing anyone. Like a sly fox, you slide out of your dorm and into the DMs.
That's hot. Whoa.
And gently... Oh, I'm sorry. I meant an into the sandwich shop.
Oh, yeah. Keep it PG.
Oh my gosh.
Flex tape can't fix that one.
And gently pull the door shut. Click. The door silently locks in place. Despite the fact that the dorm hall is in darkness, your eyes get used to your surroundings. As you make your way to the stairwell, you hear Peter. Okay, okay. Why did we hear crickets? I'm just saying.
Was there like a window
why was that
open?
Necessary?
Yeah. Wait, what if they come back though later on?
Oh my gosh, guys. The crickets caused
the The crickets are the frat party.
Oh my
crickets
god.
Are cricket frat party.
Why do they sound like that?
Can I give Peter a terrible voice? I feel like he sounds disgusting.
I'll bet he has like
I think
really,
he sounds like this.
Like really
yeah.
like nasally. Yeah.
Like
know?
Really nasally.
He
really
needs annoying. A girlfriend. That's what he
I
needs.
Swear. Yes, if yeah. I catch anyone that sneaks out of their dorms, they're going to be in some serious trouble. The door to the staircase opens just as quickly. Peter comes out and dashes down the hall. After the door is closing, you slide in between the open threshold and make your way outside. The smell of freshly cut grass, the sounds of crickets chirping in the night. The crickets are back!
What?
The crescent moon in the sky. It feels good to be free from that dorm room. Wait, we didn't have to hide from Peter?
I guess not. Okay. What if Peter's at the, like, the party?
What if
later?
Peter is oh, the frat Joel. Party?
Oh my god.
Oh my
god. I mean, oh my, Mikey.
Praise be.
Praise be.
You make your way down the path to a fork in the sidewalk. On one side, you see a peaceful-looking bench in the college park. On the other side, there's the way to the campus library.
Okay. Why would you... Okay, I feel like... Hold on, read the decisions.
Okay, so you can go to the park bench, or you can go to the school library.
Why would you... Okay.
I wouldn't go either of those places. I'd go to freaking McDonald's, bro.
True. They... Okay, I would go to the library, because going to a park bench, there's no way to, like, plug in your laptop if the power gets restored.
Yeah.
And it might be weird, and if it's late at night, y'all
it's
could
cold,
get,
like,
attacked.
Oh, that too.
Go to the library.
Oh, I was just thinking...
Where is this university?
What?
Where is this university?
I'm picturing a small town, Ohio.
Yeah. No, I see that.
Yeah. I okay. say, I'm...
we're not gonna get attacked. It'll be fine.
I'm in favor of the library, but that's just me.
I don't know. I kind of want to check out what's gonna happen at the park bench. Emma, you're deciding back.
No, I can't make decisions.
Which one do you want to do?
I don't know.
It sucks because, like, this story, I don't think it's one of those where, like, you die in the end.
I think...
So it's like, we can't just go back and try the other one. Like, whichever one we pick, we have to stick with it, you know?
Okay, so... Because if we go to the because I'm trying to figure out...
I feel like if we go to the library,
we'll meet the most
somehow, someway, we're going to meet a hobo on the park bench!
But, like, you could... I feel like late night library might have some sketchy characters. Like, that's where I would go if I wanted to.
Oh, maybe there's some other struggling students in there.
I feel like if we go to the library, somehow, someway, Peter's going to catch us.
I feel like if we stay on the park bench, he might see us from the
window.
You know
what? Fight Peter. Like,
you know what? Let's square up with Peter. Like, what's he going to do to us?
I don't care about Peter.
There are three of us and one of him.
Low-key, I'm kind of emotionally attached to Peter.
I...
No, we're not allowed to get attached to Peter. It's all about Gregory. Yeah. Represent. It's
like, we hate Peter so much, we kind of care for him. I say we just rock, paper, scissors for this, because I'm cool either way, but like, let's leave it up to chance. Wait, but 2 out of 3?
2 out of 3.
Okay.
Wait, it rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
Yes.
Shoot, yeah.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, so I got rock, and she got scissors.
So, one joke.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh.
1-1.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ah!
I'm going to the library, everybody.
Woop, woop.
Your turn to read. Oh. Wow. Oh, my gosh. You have to go back to the park bench. Okay, well, look at that. Uh-huh. Look at that. I was right.
Okay. Let's read it anyways. Okay.
You the library is going to be locked, I bet. I'm putting $5 on the table right now.
Oh, this actually
kind of... There is no $5.
Oh, this is not what you're expecting, guys. You're going to enjoy this.
Oh, really? Okay, all right.
Yeah, no, okay. You make your way to the school library.
Is there a stripper in front of the library?
Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a Mikey. Because we can't say
that. Okay. Meanwhile, Sana already
said it. Or is it like a Mikey or like a sandwich?
Like a Mikey sandwich.
No, let's not.
That's a sandwich. Okay.
Big boy.
That's
I'm gonna end this. Okay.
Full sub.
You make your way to the school library. At least they'll have electricity.
Extra sauce.
Do you mind, sir?
Sorry, we're trying to say
this.
Sorry, I'm hungry.
At least they'll have electricity, so you can get your paper done and charge your laptop. My point exactly.
Yeah.
With each step down the sidewalk, the fresh night air breezes past your face, making you feel refreshed. Oh my gosh, everyone get out of the library. This has never happened before. I left my backpack in there. As you approach the library, you can see several students and librarians.
The library's on fire.
Wait.
No, weirder.
Really?
You can see several students and librarians screaming and running away. When you get to the entrance, you approach a librarian. What's going on over here, you ask her. There's roaches. The librarian...
Oh my god!
Wait, first crickets, now roaches. What is going on here?
The librarian screams and turns to run out the door. Roaches? In the library? You sigh and turn around to head back the way you came. Several campus security cars pull up and tell students to evacuate the library. So the only option is to go back to the park bench.
Oh my god!
Can we talk about how odd it is that, like, the power is mysteriously shut off the whole campus?
There are crickets in the dorm room.
At least in the dorm room. And now, like,
now there's
some...
roaches there's, in the library?
I think someone's doing this.
Oh my god. It's either, like, a prank?
Does anybody remember the time that somebody released crickets into the teacher's classroom?
What? No.
That here?
That was here.
Was it... Whose classroom?
She got fired. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh. You know, maybe I did hear... I did think I heard... I can't... I think I heard someone did something to her classroom, but I didn't realize...
We get to meet Nick!
Nick?
Oh.
He was the guy who texted us the first time.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot.
You make your way to the park bench and see Nick on his phone. He looks up and waves at you. Hello. And how might you be doing on this fine night? What is this, the 1900s?
What?
Who talks like that?
Low-key, though, if someone did talk to you like that, we'd be best buds.
How might you be doing one?
You proceed to tell Nick about the power.
Hold on, from now on, Nick is British, guys.
All right.
Oh, I suck at British accents.
I know, I kind of want
to. Crikey!
Why is that? That is not British!
That's Australian, I told you, I can't.
Crikey!
Crikey, mate! Oh, the voice cracked!
Anyways.
Crikey.
Croissant. Bro, drop a croissant.
What's wrong, Jimmy Keen?
That's crazy. I can't believe something like that could happen here. It's not even storming or anything either. Oh, yes. So roaches just randomly infest libraries when it's storming.
Oh, my God.
Logic 100.
And the roaches? Oh, wait, no. Okay, so we told him about the power going out, and that's why he said it was stormy, not the roaches. Okay, and the roaches? Whoa, I hope I didn't take any back to my door. You haven't been back to your door.
You haven't even been in the library.
Okay. I know, what?
This is a really bad story.
Yo, this is worse.
I'm enjoying this.
This is terrible.
I've been seeing the craziest Snapchats of the frat party tonight. Did you finish your paper so we can go? You look at Nick, eyes gleaming at his phone in excitement. As far as you know, Nick doesn't have too many friends. Same.
I like Nick, guys.
Nick, look at him go. He just wants
guys,
to party.
Can Nick please be the person we play as? We don't even know this narrator's name.
We don't even know this narrator's gender.
And he's been so adamant. Can we date Nick?
Can we read the story?
Okay, sorry.
And he's been so adamant on wanting to go, you to go to this party with him. You look at your laptop page count, then back at him. Maybe going to the party for an hour will alleviate some stress. It's not like you'll be there the whole night. What's the worst that can happen? Sandwich making.
Whoa! Oh, no.
On the other hand, what if Nick gets drunk? Oh, wait, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
There's alcohol in the Bible, so, like, it's cool.
You'll end up spending the rest of the night watching him and making sure he doesn't do anything stupid. Or we can record him and let him do stupid stuff.
That's fair.
Or you could just tell Nick that you haven't finished the paper yet. We have to go to the frat party. Can we please lie to Nick?
Okay, hold on. Read it out loud. Let us.
All right, the choices are tell Nick the truth about not finishing or lie to Nick and say you finished.
I wish we could just say, like, we'll go to the party, but, like, we'll leave early because we have to finish the paper. Like, okay. Why do we have to lie?
Oh my God, I want to lie and go to a frat party.
We can go to the party, Emma. But we're going to leave early so that we can do our paper.
Emma, we're going to the frat party, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
High five.
I mean, Mikey, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the party. Why not?
I want to go to the party.
Okay.
Frat party. You know,
yes!
Just read this part. It's so short. Like, go ahead.
I actually finished the paper. What? You did? That's awesome. Do you realize what that means? Nick puts his hand around your shoulder.
Wait, hold on.
We're going to date Nick, guys.
Kiss Nick.
Why isn't kiss him an option? The only option... Emma, make a sandwich with.
No. Guys, keep reading.
Nick puts his hand around your shoulder. What does it mean? You plead with him. That means we're going to the best frat party ever.
Oh, that's so cool.
He pushes you off the bench and makes you follow him off campus to the fraternity houses. Oh. Frat party.
Oh, wait, so I'm so confused.
What? Let's clarify.
What is our gender? I'm so...
We don't know.
I know, but...
We're either a straight female going after Nick or a gay man.
Either way, we're going after
either
Nick.
Either way, we're going to get Nick.
Nick just needs a little...
Okay.
No, a little bit more of a friend, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Alpha Sigma Phi Partay! That sounds right. Woo! Nick and you make your way to the fraternity house. The house itself is practically a mansion on the outside, featuring well over 10 bedrooms and bathrooms, a pool and gym area, entertainment center, spa, and garden. What kind of college is this, right?
It's not. They went off campus.
Well, like, still, fraternity houses are, like... I don't think they're that nice. Anyways,
frat houses have, like, underground businesses going on. I swear most of them sell drugs.
Probably.
Wait, am I allowed to say that? Is that a crime? Should I say make
sandwiches?
Sell sandwiches.
Wait, no, this is better. This is the place to be if you're in Greek life, .. As you approach the front of the house, you see several groups of people doing keg stands. Oh, dear. I mean... Keg stand. I know, it's fine.
I think that's fine.
You corrected yourself by saying the same thing.
Oh, dear. Guys streaking across the yard.
Guys making sandwiches in the yard.
No, people taking selfies with selfie sticks on the porch and beach balls flying in the air. The sound of today's pop music can be heard from miles away, getting louder and louder with each step you take. You can feel your heart pulsing through your body, adrenaline rising. You have never been to a frat party before. How awesome is this, Nick screams?
Well, yeah, because we're a total bookworm.
Right? We're going to a party for the first
time. Okay, two out of three of us are bookworms.
Worms?
I can't
say. Two out of three?
Okay, grew. Worms.
Morals.
Morals.
You know what? Y'all are making fun of me.
Oh my God.
Okay, Ortiz is here.
Back to the really crappy story.
How awesome is this? Nick screams. Screams at you as he turns around and makes his way to the front porch. When you finally squeeze past several crowds, you step past the front door. Inside the frat house is bustling with people. An army of solo cups have invaded the entire mansion. On the floor, in the hands of guests, on the stairs, and some even hanging across the chandelier.
Guys. Ooh,
there's a chandelier?
Guys, the solo cups have roaches.
Oh my gosh. Conspiracy. You cower your head, hoping that a cup of beer doesn't fly down and hit your face. Or worse, your laptop. He has his laptop?
What? At a frat party?
That would be me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we know, Joe.
When you look back down again, you suddenly realize that you lost Nick. Crap.
No!
Nick, you shout? You look around the foyer.
We have to find our best friend.
All you see are crowds of unfamiliar faces. It looks like you'll have to do some exploring through this party to find him. Then again, you could also find some decent spots to type your paper while you look for him as well. But the only option right now is explore the mansion. So that's what we're going to do. Oh my gosh. So it's really short. I'll just read this one. You find yourself at the foyer of the massive frat party.
Foyer?
Isn't it foyer? I can't read! You find yourself in the foyer of the massive frat party. Tons of people are just standing around getting drunk and dancing. You aren't sure where Nick is, so it's time to explore the mansion. And here are your options.
She sounds like the Francis dude from TikTok.
Everyone heard that.
Exactly, that was okay. The point.
Here are your options. Go to the kitchen, go to the entertainment area, go to the dining room, go to the bathrooms, go upstairs, go downstairs to the basement, or go to the backyard.
Okay, the basement sounds like some sandwichy stuff is going to happen down there.
I vote either kitchen, basement, or backyard.
I kind of want the bathrooms just because of like that song from Be More Chill.
In the bathroom.
Not going to lie, I kind of want to see what happens in the basement.
I'm okay with the basement.
Basement? Is that... Are we in agreement?
All right, yeah,
but
basement.
If it gets sketchy,
go back.
If it gets sketchy, we start making sandwiches.
Okay, go downstairs.
You'll just have to let me read this part because there. I've definitely done research on how to change this.
Oh, dear. There's a...
Oh, no.
There's this.
Can we say that? Wait, what is it?
That's like...
Yeah, just, we can
it's
say that.
Whatever. It's fine.
It's drugs. We don't condone this.
Is it drugs?
Hookah? Yeah.
It's like, you turn down the...
Oh, I thought that was just like fancy,
For hooker?
Yeah.
No. Guys, sandwich
like
makers.
Okay.
What?
Anyways.
Wait, what?
Keep reading, Corinne.
Mm-hmm. What? No, we're not talking about hookers.
Sandwich.
This is already a chaotic
sandwiches.
First
episode. You turn the corner and head downstairs to the lower level of the frat house mansion. Even in the lowest level of the house, the party is still as strong as ever. The basement of the mansion is a massive open layout featuring a sports bar, a hot tub area, several poker tables, a slot machine section.
What?
Who fell out?
The slot machine?
I'm sorry, the slot machine's killed me. I'm broke
this
there.
Doesn't sound like frat party. Not that I've been to
that. Yo, I told you, frat houses have underground businesses. Literally.
I think, we should either... Oh, wait.
There's only two options. Go back upstairs.
Or the hookah lounge.
What? What the heck? That's so dumb.
We're staying in the basement. Sorry.
We're going to the hookah lounge.
Executive decision.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
You walk over to the hookah lounge. A rather large group of people is sitting around the area. Each of them have broken up into smaller groups of two or three, taking turns at smoking the vapors.
Smoking the vapors.
Why don't they just say vaping?
Rip.
I'm just saying.
That makes me think of the Dear Evan Hansen lyric where it's like, smoking drugs.
Yeah, smoking drugs.
Just makes sense. Dear Evan Hansen.
Guys,
Anyways,
we got those jewel pods.
Anyways, keep reading.
Okay.
I gotta keep us on track.
Yeah.
The closer you get to the hookah, the smell of fruity scents fills... It's literally jewelry.
What the heck?
Oh my gosh.
Fruity scents fills the air. A rather large sound bass playing techno music pierces your ears.
Yeah.
Why am I imagining the Renegade song from TikTok?
Renegade. Oh my
god. Hey, aren't you the plumber at this party?
Yes.
A college frat guy nudges you in the shoulder.
What?
Confused, you clarify, what are you talking about? The college frat guy points at a plumber costume on a hook on the wall next to you.
Oh my god.
Oh,
is he gonna...
That's not mine. What? He shouts at you from the blaring music. That's not mine! What? You shrug your shoulders and nod. The frat guy smiles and walks away. What could you possibly do with a plumber costume? Maybe you should leave it here. After all, this could be someone else's plumber costume. So
we're taking it. I think if you click it,
click
it adds...
It takes
Yeah,
it
adds
Oh, there we go. Now we're in our inventory.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Think... We have an inventory?
Yeah, this is an advanced game.
Wow.
It's crappily written.
Yo, why didn't we do this? I mean...
I didn't even know you could do it, but
no,
I discovered it.
No, you could have done that with, like, the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Man. I just discovered it, like, a couple months later. I feel
for
like...
For clarification, we made a terrible story
no.
a few months
No, we're
back.
Not doing a plug-in.
And that's,
we're not doing a plug-in.
That's all I'm gonna say. We're not giving anything else.
So if
we
make
we
references...
We wrote a terrible story.
Yeah, if we make references to traumatic pasts...
That's probably
it.
Why.
So, here's my thing. Why, specifically, would the writer mention a plumber costume unless we did? You know, like, obviously we're gonna need
unless
it.
Unless we
if they
needed
went,
it.
Yeah, they're not gonna go out of their way to mention a plumber costume that we could take.
Yeah, oh, by the by.
There's also...
There's
like,
a plumber costume.
But that means we're gonna be like...
Guys.
This is gonna be a chaotic story.
This is gonna be great.
Let's put it on right now.
We still haven't written anything.
What?
What?
Oh, in our paper.
Our paper. Okay, this
one. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're at 0 pages.
Oh, my God.
This is short, so I'm just going to continue
reading it. Yeah, go ahead.
It.
Don't even mind.
Oh, this just takes us back to where we were before, so our only option is go back upstairs. So now we can go to the kitchen, the entertainment area, the dining room, the bathrooms. We're already upstairs?
Want to go to the bathroom?
Oh, there's another upstairs. Go upstairs or go to the backyard. I
guys,
think bathrooms was
I
our
think,
second choice.
I think our buddy needs a bathroom break.
Yeah, let's go to the bathroom.
Who is it?
She's a guest star on our podcast now.
Oh no. My gosh.
That was Perla, everybody.
Yeah.
Your girl.
Do you want
Perla.
The charger?
I don't know.
I don't
it's
know
your laptop.
It's a 50. Yeah, keep charging it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. We're going to have to end this podcast in, like, 2 minutes, guys.
Pushing past crowds of people, you make your way to the mansion's bathrooms. Maybe
no, chill. It's okay. It's okay.
Maybe you could get your paper done in the bathroom. After all, no one will bother you, and everyone will think you just have a stomachache. To your horror, a massive line is protruding from the doors. Someone even had the audacity to put a sign where you're standing. About a 1 hour wait for bathrooms.
Sounds like Disneyland. Oof.
We can wear the plumber disguise.
Wait a minute, what?
To get to the front of the bathroom.
Wait, read the sentence.
You look at your watch. There's no way you're getting in that bathroom. At least the state it's in right now. Unless you can figure out an alternative way.
So we can either go back to the main hall or
we
can
wear... put on the plumber outfit.
Guys,
we have
we're wearing it.
All right.
Oh, yeah, put it on.
Tune in next time to see what happens when we put on the plumber outfit.
Will we get to the bathroom? Will we finish our paper?
Will we end up dating Nick?
That's the real question.
Yeah. And will we find out the gender and name of our narrator? Probably not. But hey, you'll never know if you don't find out. Did that make sense?
Not
nope.
really.
Haha. All right, tune in next time. I am not Corinne.
I am not Joe.
And this is Joe and Corinne Choose Their Own Adventure.